بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to Allah, the One, the Almighty. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start a series of classes with the title Muslim Character. The reason for learning about Muslim character is the fact that the moral teachings of Islam show that Islam values morality as the most important principle of life. Actually, the moral teachings of Islam have three goals. First, to enlighten the lives of the people with the light of virtue and good manners. Second, to create in them a brightness of character. And third, to fill their hearts with the principles of good conduct. Actually, this is a very important fact which every Muslim must know about Islam. Every Muslim must know that Islam values morality as the most important principle of life. Let us now start by learning some proofs of how strongly Islam has called upon the Muslims to have good manners. We will learn now from the verses of the Holy Quran, and we will start with Surah number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 133 and 134. We will learn some verses of the Holy Quran which is proving that Islam has called upon the Muslims to have good manners. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And hasten to forgiveness from your Lord and a garden paradise, as wide as the heavens and earth, prepared for the righteous who spend in the cause of Allah, doing ease and hardship, and who restrain anger, and who pardons the people, and Allah loves the doer of good.
So actually, sisters, from these two verses of the Holy Quran, we are learning that Allah loves those who repress anger and who pardon men. Those are the Muslims whom Allah loves. We will recite now again from Surah number 49, Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, and we will recite verse number 10, 11, 12, and 13. We will recite four verses from Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We will start with verse number 10. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. Now we will read it in English. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. from verse number 10 okay. until 32.
Okay, keep on. The believers are nothing else than brothers in Islamic religion. So make reconciliation between your brothers and fear Allah, that you may receive mercy. O you who believe, let not a group scoff at another group. It may be that the latter are better than the former. Nor let some women scoff at other women. It may be that the latter are better than the former. Nor defame one another, nor insult one another by nicknames. How bad is it to insult one's brother after having faith, to call your Muslim brother a faithful believer as, O sinner, or O wicked? And whosoever does not repeat, then such are indeed the zalimin, wrongdoers. Okay. O you who believe, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins, and spy not, neither backbite one another. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. So hate backbiting, and fear Allah. Verily, Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance most merciful. O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that believer who has at-taqwa. That means he is one of the muttaqin, the pious. See verse 2 and 2.
Okay. So actually, sisters, we are learning from these verses of the Quran some of the manners of Islam, and Allah is clarifying that He is commanding us in these verses, number 1, with the following commands: to make reconciliation between each other, don't defame one another, nor insult one another, and to avoid suspicion, and not to spy, and not to backbite, not for backbiting. Actually, we need to focus on these verses of the Holy Quran, because if we follow these commands of Allah, inshallah, we will be all the time having good manners. Regarding Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he has stated that the most important purpose of his being sent down in this world is that he said, I have been sent only for the purpose of perfecting good manners. I have been sent only for the purpose of perfecting good morals. Okay, so actually every Muslim must remember this fact. If you want to prove that you love Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, you must have good manners. And let us now learn some of the hadith related to the importance of good manners in Islam. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, when he was asked, which Muslim has the perfect faith? He answered, he who has the best moral character. He who has the best moral character. Another tradition has it. They asked, what is the best thing given to man? Prophet Muhammad replied, best moral character. Actually, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said also, the most perfect of the believers in the respect in respect of their faith are those whose behavior is most excellent. Again, the most perfect of believers in respect of their faith are those whose behavior is most excellent. Also, one of the Prophet's companions has reported, I have heard the Prophet saying, should I not tell you who amongst you will be the nearest to me on the day of judgment? He repeated this question twice or thrice. The people requested the Prophet to tell them about such a person. He said, he who amongst you has the best moral character. Again, one of the Prophet's companions said, while we were sitting in the presence of the Messenger of Allah so quietly, some people came and asked, among the slaves of Allah, who is the dearest to Allah? The Prophet replied, one who has the best moral character. Also the Prophet said, nothing will be heavier in the scale of the believer on the Day of Judgment than good manners. So actually, sister, this is a clarification that one of the most important aspects of the Muslim's life is to have high moral standards. Since the beginning of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was mainly concerned with teaching Muslims to have the best manners. Inshallah, in these classes, we will learn in details about his manners, as he was the role model of good manners. So it is very clear now from the beginning that Islam is actually focused on the fact that Muslims must have good manners and good morals. Now, inshallah, we will learn a very important fact which a lot of Muslims are not aware of. Actually, we will learn about the fact regarding the importance of pillars of Islam and its relation to the moral values. Worshipping has been made obligatory in Islam, and it has been included in the basic pillars of faith, which are prayer, as-salah, fasting, as-siyam, zakat, charity, and hajj. These Islamic forms of worship are designed to train the Muslims and to teach them to acquire good morals and habits. And actually, these are the secrets of the acts of worship, which we will learn it today, inshallah, in details. Let us again revise the five pillars of Islam. The five pillars of Islam are, number one, to testify that there is no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Number two, as-salah, prayer. Number three, az-zakah. Number four, fasting. And number five, hajj. Let us start with prayer, as-salah, and we will learn that prayer, salat, prevents commitment of evil. Okay, this is one of the goals of prayer, which most of the Muslims are not aware of. One of the goals of salah is to prevent commitment of evil. When Allah commanded the obligatory prayers to be established, He stated its wisdom in the Holy Quran in Surah number 29, verse number 45. We will recite now from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 29, Surah Al-Ankabut, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم verse number 45 so that inshallah we will learn about the wisdom behind the obligatory prayers. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم surah number 29 verse number 45 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Recite, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, what has been revealed to you of the book and established prayer. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows that which you do.
Okay. Actually, sisters, we must know that as-salah, in Arabic, it means a bond with Allah, to connect with Allah. The meaning of the Arabic word salah is a connection with Allah. It is an act of purification and dedication which can't fit with evil deeds. You cannot connect with Allah while you are doing evil deeds. Meeting Allah five times per day with sincerity will connect the heart with Allah and fill the heart with the feeling of Allah's majesty. So the fear of Allah's power will be the motivator to obey His commands and to have the good manners. As the believer needs to have his relation with Allah in the best shape all the time. This is a very important fact which every one of us must remember. as a believer in the oneness of Allah, as a believer that everything is up to Allah, as a believer that Allah is the owner of everything and Allah is the provider for everyone, so it is logic that every believer wants to have the best connection with Allah. Okay, and the best connection is through prayer, as-salah. So, if I am praying and meeting Allah 5 times per day, I must have good manners. Otherwise, my prayer is not accepted by Allah and I don't have sincerity in my prayers. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever offers prayer, salat, and it does not prevent him from evil deeds, will only take himself farther away from Allah. You see, this is again a very important fact which every one of us must remember. Let me repeat actually this hadith of Prophet Muhammad again. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever offers the prayer and it does not prevent him from evil deeds. Okay, this means that someone who is praying 5 times, but all the time, while he is praying and meeting Allah, he is doing bad deeds, evil deeds. This means that he is taking himself farther away from Allah. Why? I want to clarify to you this, Safiya. If you have two Muslims, okay, one of them is not praying at all, and he is doing bad deeds or evil deeds, okay? You expect that one to do evil deeds because he is not connected with Allah. He is not meeting Allah at all. Okay? So there is no motivation for him to be away from the evil deeds. Okay? But there is another Muslim who is meeting Allah and praying the 5 times per day, but still he is doing evil deeds. This means that his prayer has no effect on his heart. This means that in spite of the fact you are meeting your Lord 5 times per day, but you insist on doing the evil deeds, this means that your prayer is not effective, you don't have sincerity, you are far away from Allah more than the one who is not praying. Okay, because the one who is not praying, maybe when he prays, okay, or when he will pray, he will stop doing evil deeds. But that person is the one, or that Muslim is the one who is praying 5 times per day, but he is still doing the evil deeds. So this will make him farther away from Allah. This means that for every Muslim, we need to remember this fact. Your manners are a reflection of your sincerity in prayer. If you have sincerity in your prayer, okay, this will be reflected on your good manners. Okay, if you don't have sincerity in your prayers, you will never have good manners and you will be doing the evil deeds all the time. So we are learning from this fact that prayer prevents commitment of evil. Okay, now we will learn about fasting as a stepping stone to become pious. Fasting the month of Ramadan is obligatory in Islam. Allah the Almighty clarified the purpose of fasting in Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 183. We will recite now from Surah Al-Baqarah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse 183. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم.
All you have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous.
So actually, sisters, again, this fact must be clear to every Muslim. The principal objective of fasting is to be God-fearing, to have taqwa. What is the meaning of taqwa? Taqwa means obeying Allah's commands, hoping for Allah's reward, and avoiding Allah's punishment. Taqwa means that to have a shelter from Allah's punishment. So we are fasting the month of Ramadan for the sake of having taqwa, that is to say, obeying the commands of Allah, looking for Allah's reward. If you want to write it, the meaning of taqwa is obeying Allah's commands, hoping, obeying Allah's commands, hoping for Allah's reward, hoping for Allah's reward, and avoiding Allah's punishment. And avoiding Allah's punishment. Fasting revives this quality in the human heart and acts as a safeguard against evil and wrongdoing. When you have taqwa, you will be all the time avoiding evil and wrongdoing. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Whoever doesn't give up bad speech and evil actions, Allah is not in need of his fasting, leaving his food and drink." Okay? So this is the proof that fasting is not to stop eating and drinking from dawn to sunset. This is not the goal of fasting, to stop eating. No, the goal of fasting is to have taqwa, is to fear Allah, is to have good manners, and also fasting is a form of purification of the spirit and helps train it for the good deed, patience, forgiveness, and bite. Okay? As during fasting hours, so actually during fasting hours we must be patient regarding any evil deed. Also we must be forgiving all those who are angry with us. Otherwise our fasting will not be accountable in the scale of Allah. So this is actually a very important fact regarding fasting, which every Muslim must remember. You must be patient and you must have forgiveness during the month of Ramadan, and you must be away from the evil deed and the evil things, and actually you must have a taqwa so that inshallah your fasting will be accepted. So fasting is not only regarding food and drink, it is regarding the good manners and the training of the good manners. When you are trained during the month of Ramadan for 30 days to be patient and to have forgiveness, inshallah after the month of Ramadan, patience and forgiveness will be a part of your habits. Now we will learn about zakat, charity, as a mean of purification of the spirit. Zakat is one of the five pillars of Islam, charity. It has been obligatory on the eligible Muslims. What is the purpose of zakat? The purpose of zakat is to spread kindness and sympathy between the poor and the rich Muslims. You see, this is the purpose of zakat, not to take part of the money from the rich to give it to the poor only. No. The main purpose is to spread kindness and sympathy between the poor and the rich Muslims, as the rich Muslims support the poor ones by giving them a small portion of their wealth, believing that all the wealth is owned by Allah. Zakat is the right of the poor which Allah has determined for them. In reality, zakat purifies the spirit of greed. We will recite now from Surah number 9, verse number 103, to learn about the purpose of zakat, charity in Islam. Surah number 9, verse number 103. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويأخذ الصدقات وأن الله هو التواب الرحيم. 103 and 104.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Take, O Muhammad, from the wealth a charity by which you purify them and cause them increase, and invoke Allah's blessing upon them. Indeed, your invocations are reassurance for them, and Allah is hearing and knowing. Do they know that it is Allah who accepts repentance from His servants and receives charity, and that it is Allah who is the accepting of repentance and the merciful?
Actually, sisters, this is a very important fact in these two verses of the Quran, which we must remind ourselves with all the time. Allah is clarifying that Allah alone is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, and Allah is the one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, who takes the sadaqah. So when you give the sadaqah, it is first given to the hand of Allah, then to the poor ones. Okay, so this is something, the sadaqah or the charity, it is between you and Allah the Almighty. When you believe that Allah is the owner of all the wealth, so you are not giving anything. This is Allah's wealth, which Allah plans for you to have reward out of that wealth by giving it to the poor people. At the beginning it is Allah's wealth, at the end it is Allah's wealth, who is distributing it between His slaves. So Allah is testing the rich people. They will give part of His wealth to the poor, or they will believe that it is their own wealth, the wealth of the rich, so I don't want to give it to the poor people. Actually, I knew someone, one very rich Muslim who has millions of dollars, and he said to his wife, when I died, don't give any dollar to any of the poor people. This is my own wealth, and I want only my kids to have it. And this is a proof that he never knew the real belief in Allah. This is a proof, okay? Because if he believes that all this wealth is belonging to Allah, and it will return to Allah, whether he like it or not, okay? He must believe in this. The wealth will return to Allah, and Allah will redistribute that wealth again. Maybe his kids will have all the wealth, then they will waste all the wealth. Okay? And Allah will provide the poor. Allah is not in need of the rich to provide the poor, but Allah is testing the rich with the poor people. We must all the time understand and remember these facts, so that inshallah we will be free of the greed and we will be understanding the reality of life. Zakat is a purification for your money, because you give the poor the right in your wealth, and also it is a purification of your spirit, because you feel the feelings of the poor. You feel that there are people whom they sleep at night, or kids whom they sleep at night and they don't have dinner. They are hungry, and you have a lot of food, and actually most of the rich people are on diet, while the poor people, they don't find food to eat at night, you know, and this is the test of the worldly life. Okay, so this is a very important fact. When you give charity to the poor, be very happy and feel that Allah is purifying your spirit and your wealth. So all praise to Allah. Feel that feeling and say to Allah, all praise to Allah that you are helping me to give to the poor, because I am not giving, because it is not my wealth, it is your own wealth, O Allah. Actually, zakat in Islam is a form of social security in the Muslim community. Also, zakat is a form of spiritual purification. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he has taken it in a very wide sense. As he said, to smile in the company of your brother is a charity. To command to do good deeds and to prevent others from doing evil is a charity. To guide a person in a place where he can go astray is a charity. And to give a person with defective vision is a charity for you. So charity means feeling the feelings of the other. It means sympathy. It means kindness. So it is a purification of the spirit. So in Islam, charity is not only to give money, okay, or to give, you know, the poor their right in your wealth. It is also smiling. It is also guiding. It is also helping and supporting those whom they need help. This means that you have a kind spirit, okay, and you have sympathy and compassion regarding the people around you. Let us now learn about Hajj as an obligatory pilgrimage to weaken the love of the worldly life and to improve good conduct. Actually, Hajj is a form of worship that has a strong relation with the world of morality and character. We will recite now from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 197. Surah number 2, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 197. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقوني يا أولي الألباب.
Hajj is during well-known months, so whoever has made Hajj obligatory upon himself therein by entering the state of Ibrahim, there is to be for him no sexual relations and no disobedience and no disputing during Hajj. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it. And take provisions, but indeed the best provision is fear of Allah. And fear me, O you of understanding.
So actually, sister, this is a command from Allah to avoid argument and bad language in Hajj. For one should always be gentle and kind with the travelers to Allah's house. Actually, during Hajj, we meet Muslims from all over the world, people of all cultures, all languages, and all colors. But all are Muslims, obeying the command of performing Hajj, command of Allah of performing Hajj. So it is the good morals that can unite these hearts together and help every one of these 2 million Muslims to perform the virtue of Hajj in the best form. So actually this is a very important fact regarding Hajj, because many people when they go to Hajj and they meet Muslims from different countries, whom they are different maybe in their culture, some of the Muslims, they become very angry and they start, yes, to shout and to fight and to quarrel in Hajj for very minor issues, okay? And they forget that Allah the Almighty commanded the Muslims during Hajj to have the good manners, because in Hajj we are different, 2 million Muslims from all over the world. So we must expect that there will be some differences in our culture, in our language, in our behavior, okay? But to prove to Allah that I am coming for your sake and I am sincere regarding my Hajj, okay, I must prepare myself before going to Hajj by reminding myself that if I can tolerate those people, okay, I can go to Hajj. But if I will become angry and upset, I will start to shout and fight, there is no meaning for Hajj. There is no meaning for Hajj. You know, stay home. Yes. And be away. There is enough fighting in Hajj already. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So actually, sisters, in summary, pillars of Islam are sources of good manners. For example, prayer is the source of sincerity and humility. Fasting is the source of piety, patience and forgiveness. Charity is the source of sympathy and compassion. Hajj is the source of kindness and understanding. As Muslims, we must know this fact about the acts of worship of Islam, so that inshallah we will have the full reward from Allah when we do these acts of worship. In conclusion, yes, you have a question.
For you to repeat if you could repeat one more time so I can write for each pillar.
Yes, I will repeat it for you. For prayer, salat, okay, we learn humility and sincerity. Humility and sincerity. Humility and sincerity from prayer. From fasting, regarding fasting, you learn piety, patience and forgiveness. piety, patience, and forgiveness. Regarding charity, you learn sympathy, kindness, and compassion. Regarding Hajj, you again learn to be gentle and understanding. Okay? So if we have all these manners, and if we learn these all manners from the acts of worship, inshallah we will be all the time having good manners. In conclusion, this is the main outline of the forms of worship in Islam, which are well known and generally practiced in Islam, as they are its basic pillars. These are the basic pillars of Islam, okay, which every Muslim, to be a Muslim, okay, he must follow these pillars, okay. Therefore, prayer, fasting, zakat, and hajj, and other forms of worship are the stepping stones for real perfection, and are the means of the spirit purification. So, if these forms of worship don't purify your heart, if they don't nourish the best quality in those who observe them, and if they don't improve and make firm relation between Allah and His slaves, then there is nothing left for man except destruction and loss. This is very important fact, actually, which I want to repeat it, okay, because this is the conclusion of the class. If you are a Muslim whom you are fasting, you are praying, you are giving zakat and the hajj, but still you have bad manners, still you do the evil deeds, this means that your reward will be destruction and loss in this life and in the hereafter. Because the purpose of the acts of worship is to perfect the good manners. So if you are the one doing all the acts of worship and still you have bad manners, unfortunately, in the practical life, we meet a lot of Muslims whom they pray the five prayers and they are lying and they are cheating other Muslims, unfortunately. Some of them are giving zakat for showing off. Some of them are fasting in the morning and all the night they are backbiting the Muslims. Unfortunately, maybe they don't know, maybe they are ignorant regarding the purpose of these acts of worship. But we must learn, and this is the importance of teaching, you know, Islam. This is the importance of actually learning the facts of Islam and the rules of Islam. And this is why Allah will reward all those whom they are trying their best to learn. Because without learning, how you will know these very important facts? Acts of worship equal good manners. Without good manners, there is no reward except destruction and loss. Now we will recite this meaning from Surah number 20, Surah Taha, verse 74, 75, and 76. We will recite now from Surah number 20, Surah Taha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 74, 75 and 76. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Surah 20,
verse 74, 75 and 76. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إنه من يأتي ربه مجرما فإن له جهنم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا ومن يأته مؤمنا قد عمل الصالحات فأولئك لهم الدرجات العلا جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء من تزكى.
74, 75 and 76. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, whoever comes to his Lord as a criminal, indeed for him is hell. He will neither die therein nor live. But whoever comes to him as a believer, having done righteous deeds, for those will be the highest degrees in position. gardens of perpetual residence beneath which rivers flow, wherein they abide eternally, and that is the reward of one who purifies himself.
Actually, sister, I think that every Muslim is looking, inshallah, for the paradise to be his final destination. Accordingly, we must remember that the purpose of the acts of worship is to have good manners. In Islam, no one can emphasize enough the importance of good manners, good behavior, and good conduct, and good morals. That is because Islam is not simply a religion, but it is a complete way of life, and so it gives us a code of conduct and behavior, as well as set of rights and responsibilities for the individual and society. Islam is our way of life, and actually it is code of conduct and behavior, and we pray to Allah that every one of us will actually learn from these classes about the importance of good manners and conduct, and may Allah make it easy for every one of us, and let us make the dua, and inshallah we will continue next week, and let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.